This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Once again, President Donald Trump has changed U.S. foreign policy using his personal Twitter account. As VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House, the president says that Israel should have territorial sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
On his personal Twitter account, Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly expressed his appreciation for Trump's decision.
We're deeply grateful for the unbelievable and unmatchable support for our security and our right to defend ourselves.
Netanyahu, who is in a tough battle for re-election, is to make an official visit here next week and hold talks with the U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
At least 83 people have been killed when an overloaded ferry capsized on the Tigris River near the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday. Officials said more than 180 people were on board celebrating the Kurdish New Year, Nowruz, and Mother's Day. Most of the victims were women and children struggling to swim in the fast-moving current. The normally tame Tigris is running high and swift because of heavy rains and snowmelt from the mountains in Turkey. Officials had also warned residents in Mosul that the level of the river was expected to rise because they had released some water from a nearby dam. The death toll in the incident is expected to rise as people await news of their loved ones. A positive day on Wall Street, thanks to the Federal Reserve's decision Wednesday not to raise interest rates for the rest of this year. All three major indices ended the day in positive territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. 1 week after Cyclone Idai hit Mozambique, aid workers are racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical aid. Officials say the death toll from the disaster is rising. Mohamed Youssef reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people, and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
European Union leaders say they will give Britain until May 22nd to get Brexit sorted, but there is a catch. Prime Minister Theresa May has to get her hated deal through Parliament first. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The Prime Minister gets an extension if her hated deal gets through Parliament. And that's something members of her own government doubt.
A long way to go.
If not, Britain could still eject from the EU in chaos next Friday. May's Brexit deal has suffered two heavy defeats at the hands of Parliament already. She desperately needs Brexiteers in her own party to fall in behind it.
Nearly 3 years have passed.
The rebels fear it keeps Britain too tied to the European Union. Another Parliament vote is expected next week, but not confirmed.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Brazil's former president Michel Temer was arrested on Thursday in an alleged investigation of graft in the construction of a nuclear power plant. Prosecutors said it threatened to delay debate over the government's fiscal reforms. Reuters reporter Gillian Kitchener reports.
Prosecutors allege that Temer was the leader of a criminal organization that diverted over $470 million U.S. dollars in funds as part of a scheme related to the Angra nuclear power plant complex in Rio de Janeiro. Investigators also confirmed the arrest of Temer's former minister and confidant. Both men have repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. Over 150 powerful businessmen and politicians, including former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, have been convicted in relation to the car wash probe.
Gillian Kitchener of Reuters. Venezuela's interior minister is accusing opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff of being part of a terrorist cell planning attacks on top politicians. Guaido's aide, Roberto Marrero, was taken into custody in an overnight raid on his home. Guaido said, "We do not know his whereabouts. He must be released immediately." For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.